News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland should consider small nuclear reactors to achieve zero carbon energy by 2050. That's according to a new report from the Irish Academy of Engineering. Barry McMullen, Professor Emeritus, Faculty of Engineering and Computing in DCU, joined us. Barry, do you agree? Are small nuclear reactors the way to go for Ireland?
Small nuclear reactors are certainly something we should keep in mind. They're not a panacea. So I think it's a careful balance between thinking that there's some magic out there that will solve all our problems, which could distract us from what we do right now, but at the same time, keeping the possibility open should it become realistic in a useful timescale.
Tell us the difference between the small nuclear reactors and, say, what was being proposed back in the 70s in Carnsore Point in Wexford. Are they very different types?
Well, I suppose the first thing to say is we shouldn't be speaking in the present tense. They don't actually exist. They're concepts, these small nuclear reactors. They're ideas that have been put out there by various actors in the nuclear industry. But the concept is that they will be smaller, not small, but smaller than conventional reactors. But more importantly, that they'd be manufactured essentially in a factory environment. So it would be like a mass manufacturer that would churn out these small modular reactors, and then they'd be transported onto site and located there. The theory is that this, you know, repeat manufacturer would allow them to be substantially cheaper and faster to deploy and easier to deploy. Also, just because of advances, general advances in technology, that there are other opportunities for cost efficiencies, maybe, and they should be safer. We've learned quite a lot about the safety of nuclear, civilian nuclear.
You come to the obvious question I was going to ask. How safe are they? And I mean, are we ready in Ireland for the idea of nuclear? Like, there was huge opposition to nuclear in Ireland over the decades. We're quite happy to import it from the UK, but not have nuclear reactors ourselves.
Well, I mean, there certainly was huge concerns back at the time. I was around then. I remember it well. Has that gone away? I don't think so. So I think there would be a big job of work to gain social license in Ireland. Traditionally in Ireland, we've seen nuclear power as closely associated with the military use of nuclear weapons. Now, technically, they're not all that similar, but the nuclear industry globally does have a lot of crossover between weapons work and civilian nuclear power. So I think that there's legitimate concerns there. On the safety side, safety has improved. Obviously, there have been incidents, but relative to other energy sources, a lot more people have died and will die mining coal than have ever died from civilian nuclear
That's
power.
That's undoubtedly true. I think I saw a stat once that more have died in one coal field in Britain than in the entire nuclear industry. So the other, sorry, just very finally, the other issue people talk about is waste. What to do with the waste? Is that still a big issue?
It certainly is an issue, but you have to put it side by side, excuse me, with our current energy waste problem. Our current energy waste problem is called carbon dioxide. We're churning it out in huge quantities. It's destabilizing the entire global climate system. By comparison to that, the waste from nuclear power stations is very compact. It's in mass terms tiny compared to the mass of carbon dioxide we produce from burning coal or natural gas or whatever. And it's, I won't say easy to store, but much easier to store. Again, it's not a trivial problem to solve, but by comparison with what we're currently doing, the nuclear waste issue is a lesser one. But I would just finally caution that we don't get distracted too much into the nuclear issue. The speed at which we have to decarbonize is very, very fast. So we, you know, that's something to think about in 15, 20, 30 years' time, but not today.
Barry, thank you indeed for joining us. Barry McMullen, Professor Emeritus, Faculty of Engineering and Computing in DCU.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.